Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get on my level is the segment. This is a good theme song for it. I got to give Chief of DC some props. Tommy and Dar agree. There's no chance Danny had ever heard this song before he introduced it as D-Ruse with Nate Robinson.
I had not heard this one before.
Did you guys ever come back into a segment when you were D-Ruse with
Absolutely.
Nate Robinson on this?
Absolutely. Not this song, but a lot of stuff. Nate is around my age, so he likes the same things. Good hip-hop, stuff from the 90s, you know, even some classic stuff in there. So we would play mainly those, sort of throwback stuff on Shade 45. A little bit less like Casio keyboard, repeat tin kits with like the same phrase repeated over and over again, which is what passes for rap now. And it's not. It's terrible. And everyone should know that.
There is not an amount of money on this planet that I wouldn't pay to see you go up to Nate Robinson just like today somewhere randomly.
There's no way he'd even remember me.
Of course. But that's my point.
We did a dozen shows, and he'd have no... I would
Nate,
be like a stranger
up,
to him.
Man? It's D. It's D-Ruse.
He'd go D-Rose?
Just to see him stare at you blankly. There's no amount of money I would not pay to see that. I think that would be so fun. Hey, Redskin Survivors ongoing. We want to pump the Facebook page because, frankly, we are... As I'm looking at this, votes are coming in steadily, but we're down from the last couple weeks in terms of quantity of votes. So let's do this.
Votes.
Go vote Facebook.com/Grant and Danny, Redskin Survivor, back for week 7.
I'm going to go vote right now.
Dustin Hopkins voted off last week.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins has immunity. He cannot be voted off. You pick one person to kick off the island, one person to give immunity to for next week. Your votes determine those things. So you can vote off Jordan Reed, who caught 2 touchdowns at a big missed block on a sack. Trent Williams, who played through injury. Morgan Moses, who played through injury. Josh Norman, who did not play. Bashaud Breeland had a pretty good game, did have a penalty. DJ Swearinger had a tough night at the office, getting beat by Zach Ertz. Double move for a touchdown at one point as well. Ryan Kerrigan did have a half a sack. Preston Smith, quiet for the first time all season. Zach Brown, 13 tackles, 4 tackles for loss. Mason Foster had a half a sack. John Allen is hurt, out for the rest of the year, did not play. John Allen, I would think, at some point in the near future is getting voted off. We'll see if that day is today. But the votes are still coming in. Danny, who are you voting off on Redskin Survivor?
I am giving immunity to Trent Williams, and I'm voting off DJ Swearinger. I appreciate the effort, DJ. I like DJ Swearinger. Now's the time. I'm good on the old whiffing on tackles and getting beat for touchdowns thing. I need Matt Collins to beat us for Let's Touchdowns Deep.
I will give Zach Brown immunity. I thought he was a man-child again this week. 13 more tackles, 4 for loss, couple of pressures, couple of hits, nearly 2 sacks, had a sack in the game. I'm going to give Jonathan Allen the heave-ho, and I don't feel good about that, by the way, but he's hurt for several weeks, and so I can't have him hanging around and winning Redskin Survivor when he's not playing for 10 weeks on end. So I vote off John Allen. I give Zach Brown immunity, and that is the way the cookie's going to crumble for me this week. So go make your votes right now. Again, it's Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. I've just put my vote in. Danny's going to put his in. We're taking your calls at 800-636-1067. Get on my level is the name of the segment. Something that you want everyone to agree with you on. I got another one for you.
Give it to me.
Get on my level. More blitzing on third down and more exotic fronts. It worked a couple of times. And it has when they've gone to some of these looks. Kerrigan and Smith were side-by-side coming off the same edge. It was a dream come true for me. By the way, not shockingly, they got a sack on the play. Do that more often. How many times did Philly on third down go zero blitz and just bring everybody and their brother
a whole bunch
at Kirk Cousins? And how many times did it get the Redskins to throw an incompletion and get them off the field on third down? If you zero blitz and you get home, you win that down. You end that drive. The Eagles were able to. Now, the Redskins did not get home on one of their zero blitzes, and you get beat for a big play. I'll take that risk to do it a little bit more often. The personnel for the Eagles at cornerback, way worse than the Redskins. Good cornerback personnel. Breland's legit. Norman's great. Dunbar can play. Looks like Fuller's improved.
Make up for some things.
Should allow you to send more bodies toward the QB. Please do that. Get on my level. More of that.
800-636-1067. Just to touch on J.P. Finley's tweet. The outside receiver production is so terrible, it's so abysmal, that they don't have any receiver in the top 90 in the NFL right now. No receivers are, okay? Keep telling me that Kirk Cousins isn't any good. Keep finding a way to make the narrative that he's not any good. Keep telling me that it's all because of the weapons. Now you move the goalposts again. Keep figuring a way to disparage the guy that you don't like because he replaced your boy. Keep figuring it out. Get on my level and acknowledge he's pretty good. He's not great. He's not good enough to give you a 10-11 win season, regardless of who's around him, like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. Sorry about that. Of the next cast, he's right in that mix. He is good enough.
It's good enough to win with.
Keep telling me that.
Yeah, I agree. Get on our level. Let's go to Brendan Manassas. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Brendan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, bud.
Get on my level and stop throwing the 3-yard out route to wide receivers who try to catch the ball with their body and throw the ball down the middle of the field to somebody with legs under them instead of Vernon Davis, who gets caught but still slashes for 49 yards every time he catches the ball in the middle of the field.
It's so funny, Brendan, to watch him. Slash is such – oh, he hung up. I wanted to get him to bounce back on that. But watching him run, everyone talks about his speed. None of his big plays down the field are speed-like. He catches the ball, and he just kind of rumbles back and forth at half speed, picking it,
looking to go apart.
Yeah. Every play looks the same. It's, oh, Vernon Davis is wide open. Oh, Vernon Davis is jogging around waiting for blocks in the middle of the field on the third level.
So I can't remember which game it was, but he had one of those big patented Vernon Davis big catches against the tight end. Maybe Kansas City or whatever it was as a tight end. And I was watching a game with a buddy, and he's like, you know what he looks like when he's alone in the secondary? He looks like a fan that run on the field and was running away from security.
Right.
That's the kind of look he has. Instead of like a running with a purpose, he's running not to get caught. He's running like not to get hit by some guy with a taser on him.
Love Vernon Davis. Get on his level. Let's go to Eric in Alexandria. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. Get on my level. I don't think the Redskins are ever going to have a better receiving corps than they had last year. You had Jordan Reed. You had DeJohn Jackson, Pierre Garçon. You even had Chris Thompson, but they didn't use Chris Thompson like they're using him now. I don't think the receiving corps is going to be as good as it was for Kirk Cousins as it was last year. This is probably the best year. I mean, that was probably the best year they're going to have as far as receivers. This year, next year, I don't think they're going to put a combination like that together with this regime.
Yeah, I think you're right, Eric. I'd be really surprised if you could get back to that level. Now, the question is, can you surpass this group right now? And I think the answer is an easy yes. Doxson gets a little bit better. Pryor doesn't drop as many passes in the second half. These guys will improve without upgrading any personnel. But I would bet you this time next year they're better off at wide receiver. Because as of right now, it doesn't look like Terrell Pryor would come back. But you could spend $6 million on someone who gives you more than he has. I promise you that. You could spend $6 million at that position and go get yourself a veteran. I'm trying to think of a name that's available. I'd have to look at the list.
So, like, no, the Kenny Stills of the world.
Like a Kenny Britt type. Kenny Stills got almost $12 million, by the way. But like a Kenny Britt type. Someone like that would give you more in this offense than Terrell Pryor has. Just a actual wide receiver who is not learning how to play the position, but is one, who can run a route and catch a pass. And they could have that next year and be better. But he's right. DeSean Jackson's not coming back through that door.
No, he's not.
He's the best in the league at what he does. I don't know if you've watched any Tampa Bay. They're not using him properly.
They don't know
what
to do.
It's hard. Sean McVay is just really smart, and so is Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden probably doesn't get enough credit, because if you look at the fact that they don't have a top 90 receiver as a wideout, and they're a top 5 offense, and they got the quarterback rated 3rd best in football in QBR, Jay Gruden, without much personnel making plays that isn't named Thompson or Davis, has still made a lot of yardage and points happen.
Speaking of Tampa's offense, I can't believe they're not excellent. I mean, I can't believe it. Mike Evans is a superstar. He's as good as there is in this sport. DeSean Jackson's the greatest deep threat.
Might be too many cooks in the kitchen.
Two guys underneath that should be amazing. O.J. Howard, you can't stop him. And Cameron Brady's one of the best players that nobody talks about.
Yep.
Is it really that Winston's just not very good? Is that ultimately what it boils down to? Is the offensive line bad?
Oof.
I don't know.
I don't like saying that. Maybe I just like Jameis. I think Jameis is pretty good. I know that he makes boneheaded throws.
I know that. He forces the ball sometimes.
I could tell you right now I would take Kirk Cousins over him. in my opinion.
To win a game this coming Sunday?
Absolutely. Yeah. And by the way, I would not have said that even midway through last year. But I feel the same about Cousins, and I've kind of cooled on Jameis Winston.
Can you imagine those weapons? Just hypothetical situation. We get to swap weapons right now with Tampa Bay. Can you imagine this offense with those guys? With those two juggernauts on the outside with two tight ends? It's not an upgrade from Jordan Reed when he's healthy, but I'll take the average of those two tight ends and those two outside weapons.
Are you kidding?
Good Lord.
Of course. Yeah, they would absolutely, with Jay Gruden coordinating their offense, Cousins throwing him the football.
Mike Evans might have 1,700 yards and 15 touchdowns.
Tim Bontemps covers the NBA for the Washington Post. He's on the show at 1:30. We're Grant and Danny. I spent a lot of time on my top five power rankings last night. I had eight teams I was debating between. I actually spent like a half hour trying to line them up. We'll get into our top five NFL power rankings next. How do our lists differ? We're Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.